morning. The Pasuk tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu, the Ramban famously writes that the Torah is teaching us Kadesh Atzmecha V'Mutar Lach. After the Torah describes many of the Yisurim, the Parsha of Arayot, what's Asur and what's Mutar, the Torah tells us a general rule that the mitzvahs and the Yisurim are not meant to be all to be taken very literally. And a person has to learn from these mitzvahs and extend it to other areas of his life. And even things that are technically al-pi halacha would be mutter. In many cases, it would be a novel versus atayra. The Ramban continues, and he says there's a parallel mitzvah to Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim Tiyu applies to the Menadam Lamachim, in Yonim of Kedusha. But there's another mitzvah. And that is the mitzvah of Sisa HaYashar V'Atoyev. And in that, the Ramban explains that if the Torah describes the halachos ben adam l'chaveray, halachos of Lashon Hara, halachos of Rechilus, and all the halachos of Tosh and Mitzvot, the Torah then makes a klal. V'Sisa HaYashar V'Atoyev. You have to take the Isurim, you have to learn the halachos, you have to learn Tosh and Mitzvot. But then you have to take it and extrapolate it and extend it to other areas, other issues that are not directly addressed by the mitzvahs, by halachas and klesh and mitzvah. Now, we're starting this morning on a new project, a new limud, klesh and mitzvah. For many of you, it's the first time you've learned dini mominis lahalacha. And I think there are two important hadzamas that we see from this Ramban. The first is that we're going to be learning halacha. We're going to learn what a person's rights and responsibilities are according to Chesh and Mishpah. But the Ramban makes it very clear that while we have to know halacha, we also have to remember Vashishka Yashar V'Atoyiv. We have to know the din, but very often we have to act with Nimashur Sadin. And therefore, when we're beginning the limud, it's important to keep in mind that while the limud is important, it's important so that you know your rights and your schusim, but we can't forget the inyan and the obligation of a shisha yashav atoyev to act in a way which is mesnir mesurah zadin. There's another very important limit. Just like when it comes to kedoshim tiyu, if a person wants to be a kadosh and a tahar, kedusha comes by kadosh atzmecha b'mutalach. First, we have to learn the mitzvahs. First, we have to be zohar in all the diktukim of the tariag mitzvahs. If we take that and we build on that and we extend that to other areas of rishus, then we can become a kaddish. But the basis, that start, always has to be knowing all the halachas, all the tariag mitzvahs. From the Ramban's comparison, it's clear that the same is true when we're dealing with adam l'chaveira. Rashisha Yashar V'Atoyiv tells us we have to be fair. We have to be just. But what does it mean to be fair? What does it mean? People tend not to ask questions about Klesh and Mishpah. Every Rav will tell you that this week his phone is going to ring you off the hook about Lan Bo'imish, the holiest to Sunday, can I shave on Friday? Those are the shilas that get asked. Yet, the challenges and the nishyonos that people face on a daily basis in their business, very often they don't pick up the phone. They don't ask a shaila. And one of the many reasons for this is people all consider themselves fair people. And their approaches, they don't feel the need to call a rav to ask a shaila when it's a question of yashar, it's a question of being fair. But from Ramban we see that Vashisha Yashar V'Atoyiv is after you learn Klesh and Mishpat, after you've learned the values that are reflected in the Torah and in the Halachos, then the Asisa Yashar V'Atoyiv is to extend that. But the person's Hashkafa, his approach to Me'ad L'Chaveiro, has to be based on and founded upon a foundation of Halacha and a foundation of Klesh and Mishpat. Today we began the Sugya of Baal Talim, paying workers on time. Now, paying workers on time, if you ask any person, any fair person, is it the right thing to do? The obvious answer is yes. The person works for you, you have to pay him on time. But as we're going to see, as we learn through the halachas, there are some very interesting details, very interesting halachas of kedima and priority. And again, the important part is to learn the halachas, to make sure you understand it, and to get an appreciation for the hashkafa that's reflected in these halachas. Now, the first question that the Mishnah deals with is, we all understand that there's a mitzvah of Yom Tikkun Tzara, you have to pay a worker on time. How do you define on time? What does that mean? Now, unsurprisingly, it depends who you ask. If you ask a worker, he has one idea of what on time means. Right away. If you ask an employer, well, it depends. If he's in the nursing home industry, he'll have one idea of what timely payments are. What is the halacha? So the Mishnah tells us, and I'm going to start with the shot of Rav, that a seer shows if you hire someone, he works for you during the day, you hire an electrician, he works for you for a few hours. If he finishes during the day, you have to pay him before the end of the day. The yom ha'tikin tzara. If you hire someone and he works during the night, he works a few hours, you're showing the Lila, according to Rav, you have to pay him before daybreak. Now, what that means is, say you hire an electrician. Comes in the morning, works for a couple hours, he finishes a few minutes before shkia. Goes over to you, presents you with a bill and asks for a pay. You're about to pay him, and suddenly your cell phone rings. And it's your most important client. If you pick up the phone, and you spend 5 minutes talking to him, and that 5 minutes, the day ends, it's shkia, you're very likely over an issa d'oraisa. You're over an issa d'oraisa, and you miss out on an opportunity to mekayem mitzvah seseh b'yom ha'tikun tzara. So it was a shkia shoyis d'yoyim, he was working during the day, he finished during the day, the chiyah is to pay him before nightfall. Now, you can say, nightfall. Who says nightfall is chiyah? Maybe he is dumb. What does it mean, nightfall? So the Chavetz Chaim Paskin say, you're right. We don't know exactly when night starts. But what are we dealing with? We're dealing with a suffix d'oraisa. We're dealing with an issa. So halacha is, we have to be choshes l'chumra. And therefore, if a person finishes working a few minutes before shkia, you have to make sure you pay him before shkia. If you don't, again, it'll be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. You're over an issa d'oraisa. Now what happens if he finishes the job after shkia? So we learned a shkia shoyis d'laila. The person works during the night, and he finishes in the middle of the night. You have until the next morning. But that's if he's working during the night. What happens if he finished the job between shkia and seif? Now, if it's really day, then you have until seif, until nightfall to pay him. If it's night, you have the entire night. So because it's a suffix, again, we're going to have to be machmir, and if the person finishes the job in hashmashas, you have to pay him immediately. Because you don't know when the day really ends. And therefore, because it's a daraisa, person has to be chayshish l'chumra, and he has to pay immediately. Now, interestingly enough, the chinuch, when he explained the time of the mitzvah, basically the Torah is telling you that you have that oinu. The job is finished during the night, you have until the end of that night. During the day, you have until the end of that day. You have one oinu to get paid. Zok the chinuch, that the reason for this is that workers used to fast for a day. That's how much a normal person can go without eating food. And that's why the Torah said, we'll give you this amount of leeway. More than that, a person can't take, and that's why you have until the end of that oina, that's when a person needs to be paid. Now what happens in a typical case where you have a salaried worker? You hire him for a year. Now, if you go very technically with the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? A seer shana, you hire him for a year. When does he have to get paid? Anyway, the end of the year. No baltelis. So now the Tashbeis comes, and the Tashbeis is actually, if you look in your booklet, the tshuva is printed. Unfortunately, they printed the wrong half of the tshuva, so don't bother looking for it. Well, the Tashbeis says as follows. If you hire someone for a year, as the Gemara explains, Ein Siyas Mishalemes El Lipsayis. You hire someone for a year, you rent anything, Al Pi Halacha, the payment is due at the end of the year. However, the Tashbeis writes, let's say you hire someone and you make up, we're not going to follow these guidelines. And you're going to pay him at the end of every week, at the end of every month. Tashbeis says that agreement will change the Hilchos Baal Tovim. And if the agreement is you're going to pay him at the end of every week, then Baal Tovim will apply at the end of each and every week. So although the Gemara, Kipsuta, the Mishnah seems to say, it's clear, son, if you hire someone for a year, there's no Baal Tovim until the end of the year. As a matter of practice, since people generally negotiate, they're getting paid weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever it is, Baal Tovim will apply to whenever that payday is set. Okay, so in that case as well. If when you hire the person indefinitely, if you make up with him, you're going to pay him every week or every month. So whenever that date is, the end of the month, the last day of each month will be subject to Baal Tovim. Now, as we pointed out before, or I'm not sure how far in the Gemara everyone got, this question of when you pay a Tzchir Shoyis, if a person works during the night, is really a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. I explained before Shitas Rav, that if you hire someone at night, and he finishes at night, you have until daybreak the next morning to actually pay. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says a Tzchir Shoyis Delayla, if he works during the night, then you have until the entire night and the following day to pay. You're not over until shkiel the next day. So the question is, l'halacha, who do we pass him like? Do we pass him like Rav, or do we pass him like Shmuel? Now, whenever we have our chagas Rav and Shmuel, we have a very simple rule. Hilchusa kerav di'isuri. If we have a question of issue that has, we have a question of Arachayim, there the halacha is, we pass him like Rav. However, if we have a question in relation to this one, if we have a question involving monetary matters, the halacha is like Shmuel. So now that we have this simple rule, in Baal Tovim, who are we going to pass him like, Rav or Shmuel? Shmuel. So, Kemat, all of the Rishonim, and all of the places can say, the halacha is like Rav. Why? Because let's think of that for a moment, what we're dealing with. What's Baal Tovim? Of course, you hired a person to do a job. And the job was you're going to pay him $500 for the job. When he finishes the job, is there any question how much you owe him? No. You owe him $500. Is there a question of when the money is due? No. He did the job, you owe him the money. What's the issue then? What's the machlokes with Rav and Shmuel? There's an issue. The Torah comes along and says, this debt that you have, because of Sechir Shalom, we're putting an issur on. If you don't pay it on time, you're either a lav d'oraisa. If you do pay it on time, you're mekayim on mitzvah zaseh. So the Pesukim will say, it's a question of issur d'hetzer. You're right, it involves taking money out of your pocket and giving it to him. But the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes about issur d'hetzer, and therefore the halacha is like Rav, it's clear shayis delayla, only pays at night. Now this is a very important issur. Because it'll come out like this. Let's say you hire a contractor. He does the job, and it seems whenever you hire a contractor, at the end of the job, there are fights. And there's a question, how much do you owe him? Now, assuming there's a legitimate suffix, there's really a legitimate doubt how much you owe him, what's the halacha if you have a fight? What's the rule? Hamoitzi mechaveiro al harayim. If he says he owes you money, he wants to be moitzi mam, and he wants to make you pay, he has the burden of proof. And if he can't prove it, may suck it, you're allowed to keep the money. Again, it's a general rule, there are exceptions, don't run with this too far, but that's the general call. Let's switch the case a little bit.
You hire the contractor, he finished the job. It's clear how much you owe him. But now we have a suffix. There's a question, there's a machlokes, whether Balpolin applies. Do I have to pay him today or not? Here we have a suffix. What's the halacha going to be? It's no longer a suffix moment. There's no debate over what's owed. It's now a question of the hechzer. Does the mitzvah of the yoyim ha'titi and sarei apply? Over here, we're going to apply the rule of suffix doi raisa l'chumra. And here, a person is going to ask me machmer, even though ultimately it means taking money out of his pocket, since now we're dealing with a question of issur v'heter, the question we're dealing with a lav, we're dealing with a mitzvah, here, muchzik is not relevant, and the person would have to pay as soon as possible to avoid being over the issur. That's completely true. And if we have a question whether you owe the money, and going back to the contractor, there's a question how much he deserves. So that's a question of mamonis. That we have to address that issue. And if you're a mukhzik and halacha you don't owe the money, there's no baltolin on money that's not owed. However, the moment we establish the money is due, and now we have a question, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We have a machlokes, we'll see many different speakers in halacha in hilchos baltolin. So that's a question of issur v'heter, whether you'll be over an issur by not paying today. And that's why, according to Kamat, all of the Paiskim, it'll be a subject of Raisu Chumrah, and it'll have to be Machmer. Okay, you're, that's completely true. If it's clear you owe $350, and you're only fighting about $150, that's a spread. So very often, people's attitude is that, listen, until I get a signed release from you, I'm not paying you a penny. That is an issur d'oraisa. Because the $350, there's no debate. The money is owed, the money is due, there's miyamiti tinskari, and there's a lot. The fact that you don't want to pay it because you want leverage about a separate fight is not a hetzer in hilchos baltolin. They do. It's sugya that's... Mm-hmm. We'll get to that next week. There is a difference between giving assurance to the cleaners and a contractor that's working on your house. You have to come next week for that. That's in 2 weeks. The short answer is it is a machlokes. The chinuch brings down the Rambam that it does. Our Gerson, our Gemara seems to indicate not. But again, next week, it'll really be discussed next week. It's not for a soundbite. It's dealing with Goyim and Choshen is for something that I'd like to spend a few minutes on. So again, you'll have to come back for that one. Well, no, the Tazbeit is talking about, okay, his question was is that if whoever got to the Gemara Sukkah the Surah, the Gemara, the way Rashi interprets it, seems to say that if I'll hire a worker and it's understood that you're finishing the job on Monday, I'm not paying you until Thursday. If that's understood, the Gemara says there's no issue of baltolin. Because baltolin applies only the day that it's completed. If you don't pay then, whether it was the issue or the heter, there will be no baltolin on the future date. Correct. The way Rashi is checked. Again. Yes. Again, that might not be the longest, but that's correct, according to Rashi. Again, we'll see if the machlokes, I don't know if we'll get to that today. Hold on, let's go with responding to him. We got to the afterwards. The Tazbeit is a different case. The Tazbeit is a case where I'm hiring you for a year, but although you're working for me for the next 12 months, we're making up that every week I'm going to pay you separate. So although in certain halachas I did hire you a year contract, I can't change my mind in the middle, we have a commitment, but since we've made up that every 12 months, every week, I'm going to give you a paycheck, the baltolin will go each and every week. Shuka Desura is the opposite case. The job is going to be finished at the end of the year. I'm going to pay you in 2 years. There, Shuka Desura will apply.
Is there a difference between an employer and a corporation?
There's no difference in, a corporation in Lomdus will not change anything. If I own a company, whether I incorporate to limit my liability or not, will not directly change the halacha. Where it will make a difference is if you're dealing with a manager who's the CEO of a corporation, but he doesn't own the company. There, it's going to be a question which you saw in the Gemara, if you hire a worker through a shliach, through an agent, it'll come out that no one's over. The owners, the shareholders of the company will not be over because they didn't hire the worker directly. The manager of the company, we'll get to, will be a machlokes, but at least arguably won't be over because it's not, he's not the one that personally is responsible. It's not his money, it's the shareholders' money, and therefore that'll be, it'll be machlokes with Aaron and Chavis Chaim, we'll get to in a few minutes. Okay, you threw a lot in that question. A lot of the details we're going to get to, again, this is the first week, it's a 4-week series. Your question actually depends on a lot of issues. First of all, a guy who replaces an engine may not be a worker. You're paying him, he's selling you a part. That's one issue. How do we deal with someone whose the primary bill is for parts, not for labor? The second issue is, when he calls me, who has to come to who? A worker comes and asks me for payment, I have to pay him. But do I have to chase after him, or does he have to chase after me? The second issue. And the third issue is, he's holding your car. And in halacha, if he's holding onto the car, that's going to change the halacha as well. Again, this is an introduction to Chosh Mishpat. Things aren't so simple. And every question that you have very often deals with a host of different issues. You have to go through the entire sugya before you try to paskin on any particular halacha. So again, I'll try to get back to that example if you remind me of one of the later shiur. Who was I? Okay, so we've just gone through... Now there is one shita, it's a das yachid in the smag that says that we paskin like Shmuel. It's a question of because Shmuel Bedini. It's a shverish shita, but just to be miyashiv to give perhaps an answer. It's only to with the following question: if you go over to a person finishes his job, he finishes at 9 o'clock in the morning. He comes to you and presents you with a bill. You tell him, I just went to a shir, and I learned the Yom Kippur Chara. If I do a job during the day, I have the entire day to pay you. What's the halacha? Now, without the sugya of Baal Tzolin, what I would say is, he finished the job. The money is due. Pay him. You have no justification to push him off. The lashon of the chinuch is, Simon Reish Lamed, when he is discussing the mitzvah of Baal Tzolin, so he's explaining why you have an entire day to pay. So he says, "Hey, Rikhu HaTorah, the Torah was Ma'irich Zizman. The Torah said you have until Shia, or called Laila Shema Adboiker." The Chinuch is Mashma that he understood that when the Torah is saying B'yom HaTikim Chara, when the Torah is saying you have until the end of the day, until the end of the night, it's not just a question of this or that. It's not just a question of when Baal Tzolin will kick in. It sounds, the chinuch is mashma, the Torah is changing the zman piron. The Torah is saying if you have a seer shoyis who works for you during the day, you don't have to pay him until nightfall. So the smag may have learned that this is a dini mamonis. It's changing when the zman piron is, and that's why the smag paskins hilchasa kishmul bedini. Might say, as a matter of halacha, not all of the Rishonim and Achronim argue, they all say it's a shayla d'shev heter, but at least there's a limud chus for the smag, perhaps that's pshat. Now the Gemara continues, that son of Rabbanu, Oymer Chaveir, say, Yisro, Ripoyal, Yisro, 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 Yisro. If you send an agent, if you send someone to hire workers on your behalf, no one is over the Yisro Baal Tzolin. And the Gemara explains, the shliach, the person that actually went and hired the workers, is not over. Why? Because they're not his workers. The person was acting as an agent. He made it clear to the workers, I'm only an agent. The boss is the other fellow. And therefore, you're not working for him. He has no responsibility to pay you. He's not over about that. What about the employer? The employer is not over either. And that's what Gemara says, whenever you hire a worker, unless you hire him directly, Baal Tullin will not apply. Now this Gemara, this Kula, is of tremendous importance. Every time you have you own a company, you own a business, or for that matter, you're a shareholder in a company. You're not involved day to day, but you're an owner. Every employee is really working for you. You haven't hired him directly. You have a board, you have a CEO that takes care of the day-to-day operations, but they're working for you. And therefore, you would think, Baal Tullin applies to a shareholder. If you're a partner in a business, you should have a responsibility every Friday to go into the business and make sure the payroll was paid on time. We see from this Gemara not like that. That unless you hire the worker directly, Baal Tullin does not apply. Yet it doesn't mean you can sift the guy. As the Gemara explains, even when there's no Baal Tullin, there's an issue with the Kabbalah of Baal Tullin the Re'acha. A debt is a debt, it has to be paid. But this Chumrah, this extra level that there's an issue with the Re'acha, applies only when you hire the worker directly. Excellent. We know normally Shleach Adam Kamaisa. You want to be Makadish and you want to hire a worker, you send an agent. And whatever he does, it's like you did it. So why is Baal Tullin different? Why does Baal Tullin not apply if there's an intermediary involved? So Ritva asked this Kasha, I'd like to go to you. Halach is clear to Gemara, but he's like, Tishas Reed says that Baal Tullin at the end of the day is based on expectations. A worker did a job, he's entitled to be paid on time, he expects to be paid on time. When you frustrate those expectations, you're over an issue there. However, Zakta Tesis Rit, the worker only has that confidence that he'll be paid on time when he negotiated directly with the Baal Bosch, with the employer. If he never met the fellow, it's just this faceless name, he's not Seymus Das. He's not convinced he'll be paid on time. And since he's not Seymus Das, he doesn't necessarily expect to be paid on time. The Isser of Baal Tullin doesn't apply. Again, if you give a Kabbalah of Baal Tullin, you'll have, but this Chumrah does not apply unless you met him directly.
This,
correct. So again, we have a passage that says that you're not over. Well, actually, let me get back to that in a moment. Correct. The employers, they actually do pay. You're talking about the vendors. Vendors, anyway, we'll discuss later on whether it's Baal Tullin. But that's, the Gemara says, Suka Desura. If you have a case where it's an industry-wide, you don't expect to be paid on time, Baal Tullin doesn't apply. And therefore, if you happen to work for a yeshiva, many places can say, there's no Baal Tullin. But everyone knows, yeshivas don't pay on time. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to try to limit the shiur to a half hour. I know everyone is busy. I'll stay a few minutes asking questions, but if anyone needs to leave, feel free. Excellent question. And to add to the question, the Gemara says, okay, the question was, if you hire someone through a shliach, you had an agent, and then you go ahead and you make sure you pay the worker on time. Are you Makayim and Mitzvah Zaseh Darais? Now, to add to your question, what the Gemara says is that Mimreimar and Marzutra, and Amayroim, were so concerned they would be over Baal Tullin that they never hired a worker directly. They always had a Shliach, an agent that went ahead and hired the worker. And they did that to avoid the Yisr. The question is, good they're avoiding the Yisr, but are they throwing away an opportunity to do a Mitzvah? So there is a Me'ene HaChachma, and there's a Diyuk in some other form. There are Mashma, you are Mekayim Mitzvah. There are other Achroidim that are Mashma that you're not. They say it's a package deal. If the Yom HaTitin Chori applies, then the Yisr applies. If you're exempt from the Yisr, you're exempt from the Mitzvah. So again, not completely clear. There definitely are Achroidim that say both ways. You should try to do it. Try to be Mekayim Mitzvah, but I can't say there's a Chiyuv. Okay, thank you. Okay. No one turned it on. Okay, mine also didn't work. So whoever needs you to help.
Can we get a copy of this? Yeah, can I get a copy of this? Can we get a copy of this?